The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, guys. So again, we want to welcome everybody coming onto the broadcast. Again, this is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of both End Time Headlines and Remnant Revival Ministries. Tonight, we've got a special word for you tonight. This is really a prophetic update. We haven't done these in a while, so I figured this would be a good one to do. The title of this tonight is, Did This Imprisoned Pastor Have a Dream of a Coming Prophetic War? And we're going to elaborate on that in just a second. So if you're just joining us on this broadcast on YouTube, on Facebook Live, and if you're listening by podcast, we want to welcome all of our viewers. If this is your first time joining us, please let us know in the comment section below on YouTube or Facebook that you're new. Type in I'm new or first time. Let us know where you're joining us from. This way we can connect with you and we understand and we get used to where you are from. This is how I learned to recognize a lot of faces and regulars because we connect, you know, your location and with your face and so on and so forth. So let's get into this thing, guys. There was an article that came out. This was on Fox News. Fox News interviewed U.S. Pastor Andrew Brunson, in which he revealed, I don't know if you guys saw this, but we posted this on End Time Headlines. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can find this article there. This U.S. pastor, Andrew Brunson, he was in prison in Turkey for 2 years, which he claimed he was falsely imprisoned there. And while he was in prison, he is claiming that he had a, quote, chilling prophetic dream. Now, he said on a recent interview with Fox News, he said, quote, the dream has now happened. Now, what is this dream? Now, I'm going to read this. I'm going to give you a little, I'm just going to quote this from this article. This is from CBN. Again, this interview was with Fox News. CBN, the Christian Broadcasting Network, also published this. So we're going to read you some of these quotes from this quote. Again, this is from this U.S. pastor, Andrew Brunson. Said, quote, my goal is about declaring who Jesus is and not getting involved in politics, but this is the dream that God gave me. So he says here that this is a dream that the Lord gave him. And I think it's relevant to what's happening now. Now, he's talking about the recent events that have been happening in Syria with the Kurds and with Turkey, the invasion of Turkey. This is what he's referencing this dream to. He goes on and says that while he was sitting in a Turkish prison cell in December of 2016, Brunson claims that he dreamed of an evil pact, P-A-C-T, an evil alliance that was brewing in the Middle East. According to Brunson, in this dream, Turkey, Iran, and Russia began to move together in a very dark alliance. He explained, quote, Brunson then woke up from the dream, drenched in sweat and barely able to speak. At the time in 2016 of the dream, Turkey and Iran had been enemies for years, so he knew something drastic would have to happen in order for things to shift to fulfill or bring about the fulfillment of his dream. So Brunson, in his own words, says that what we're seeing take place with Turkey. Now, as of right now, the latest breaking news of this was Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, announced just a few hours ago that they had reached a, quote, ceasefire agreement between Turkey and the Kurds. Now, this followed a meeting with Turkish President Erdogan in Turkey. Now, how long will this ceasefire last? Will it last? No one knows. But here's what I find interesting is if you know prophecy, if you know Bible prophecy, this dream, whether or not the fulfillment of it is what we're seeing happening in Syria with Turkey, is that's going to be questionable. Now, I do believe that what this pastor saw in his dream was a what I believe is to be footsteps or prophetic stepping stones towards a future prophetic war. And many of you guys are already going to know where I'm going to go with this, but it's Ezekiel 38, 39. Yes, somebody's already there. The war of Gog and Magog. Why do I say that? Because in this war, Ezekiel mentions these nations. He mentions Rosh, Magog, Meshech, Tubal, Persia, Ethiopia, Put, Gomer, Togarma, and many peoples with them. These are these nations that come into an alliance together, or a pact, if you would. I'm going to use the pastor's words, a P-A-C-T, a pact, an empire. They form an alliance, an axis of evil, if you will. And this alliance, according to what the prophet Ezekiel saw in Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39, will come together and they will invade Israel. Let me just read this, okay? This is Ezekiel 38. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog and the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal, and prophesy against them, saying, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I'm against you. O Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal, I will turn you around, put hooks into your jaws, and lead you out with all your army, your horses, your horsemen, all splendidly clothed, a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. And then he goes on and says, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya are with them. All of them will have shield and helmet, Gomer and all of his troops, the house of Togarma from the far north, and all its troops and many people are with you. Verse 7 of Ezekiel 38, prepare yourself and be ready, you and all your companies that are gathered about you, and be a guard for them. After many days, I said after many days, you will be visited. And the latter years, I said the latter years, you will come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gather from many people on the mountains of Israel. He's talking about Israel here. And now all them will dwell safely. So he gives you these clues, guys, that I'm going to bring out here of when the timing of this war, of this prophetic war coming in the future will take place. It says in verse 9, you, who is you? You is this coalition of these nations. And we'll go over them in just a second again. He says, you will ascend like a coming storm, covering the land like a cloud, and all your troops and many people with you. Thus says the Lord God, on that day it shall come to pass that the thoughts will arise in your mind, and you will make an evil plan. And you will say, I will go up against a land of unwalled villages, and I will go to a peaceful people who will dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take plunder and to take booty, to stretch out your hand against the waste places that are against that are again inhabited, and against the people gathered from the nations. Again, who is this mysterious people, these peoples? Who is this people group that is identified as a people that will dwell in unwalled villages, unwalled cities? They will dwell in safety and peace. They will be gathered back from the nations. It's none other than the children of Israel. It's the nation of Israel. Now, I'm going to tell you, prophetically speaking, Israel has come back from the valley of dry bones. They've come back from the Holocaust. They were regathered. They were reborn as a nation, 1948. They were 1967. Israel, Jerusalem became the capital again and reinstated as the capital of Israel. So thus the fulfillment of gathering of the people coming back together, that's already taking place. It's already happening. But I'm going to tell you where we're not prophetically at. And Israel is not currently dwelling in safety. They're not in unwalled villages. They're not in unwalled cities. again, there's a wall right now still there to protect them from Hezbollah and Hamas and all these militant factions in the Middle East that are always shooting rockets, already always attacking Israel. So this has been going on for thousands of years. And again, Israel is currently speaking, 2019, right now, as of this video, they're still in walled cities and walled villages. But the prophet foretold a day that would come. Now listen to this. He said, number one, after many days, they would be visited. Number two, he said it would be in the latter day, in the latter years. And number three, it will be in the latter days. These are all prophetic utterances or prophetic words symbolizing that this will come in the time of the end. It will come in the end of days. It will come when the Messiah is about to come back. It will come, I believe, before or during this event, either before or in the middle of this event. Now, this is just my opinion. I believe that this could be the most probable time of the catching away, the gathering together, or the rapture of the church. But don't miss what I'm trying to tell you. He says, the prophet said that in the latter days, in the last days, in the end of time, in the latter years, Israel will dwell in a time of safety when they will say peace and safety. And then the apostle Paul said to the church of Thessalonica, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them. And the prophet described this sudden destruction as a great storm that will come like a great cloud, and it will be a coalition of Islamic nations that will gather with one intent and one purpose and one mission, and that is to destroy the nation of Israel. And you could go to Psalms chapter 83, which I believe is a prophetic war leading up to this war. And the Bible calls this a confederacy. It's a confederacy will be formed, and it will be with one sole purpose, and that is to wipe Israel off the map. Read it in the book of Psalms chapter 83. But I want to go back to this prophetic dream. This pastor, Andrew Brunson, said in 2016 that he claimed that he had a prophetic dream of the Lord in which he saw a pact that would come together. And in this pact, he said, I saw Turkey, Iran, and Russia. Now, it's interesting because those three nations are mentioned in this alliance that's mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 38. Rosh and Tubal are Russian or Southern Soviet Russian nations here. You got Rosh, you got Magog, and you've got Tubal, and you got Meshech, you got Gomer, and you got Togarma. All these, many scholars believe, are alluding to, again, Russia and Turkey. And then you've got Persia that's mentioned by the prophet. Well, today, we don't refer to Persia as Persia. We refer to them as Iran. So here you have Iran, Russia, and Turkey. And they're all mentioned, along with Libya and Sudan and other Islamic nations in this Islamic alliance that will come against, again, in the future, that will come against Israel in the latter days. Now, this, to me, this is profound because I believe that he saw what I call a prophetic glimpse, a prophetic preview of a future prophetic war that has not happened in our lifetime. Now, what does this mean? This means that, again, we're just that much closer, guys. Listen, we read about these prophetic events And we somehow we in our mind doesn't want to comprehend these things, and we somehow we think that we're just going to wake up one morning and boom, we're just going to see the fulfillment of Gog and Magog. We're going to wake up one day and we're going to see the fulfillment of Psalms 83. No, it doesn't work like that. What happens is there's what's called prophetic milestones or prophetic stepping stones or prophetic blueprints. They're like the breadcrumbs. They're puzzle pieces that a couple things will happen here, and then a couple years will go by and it'll be quiet and not much is happening. And then all of a sudden there'll be some factions that will take place here. There'll be some wars that will take place here. And then, and it leads up to bigger events. For example, now when we talk about prophetic dreams, let me talk about this. Let me put these notes aside and I just want to talk to you for a moment. When I was reading this, I thought of a couple of things. Number one, the Bible says, "For the Lord God does nothing lest he first reveal it to his prophets," or his servants, the prophets. Now, can I prove it to you in the Bible? Before every major prophetic events that would be major shifts in nations, prophetic wars, things that would be absolutely huge, prophetically speaking, before those events took place, God would either reveal it to his prophets, his servants, which would be sons and daughters, or those in relationship or covenant with him, or many times he would reveal it to even kings that weren't even serving him. Let me give you some examples. For example, if you go back to the book of Genesis and the time of Joseph, here you have Pharaoh, who was leading the nation of Egypt. And there was coming a great famine that was about to come and grip the entire nation of Egypt. And before, listen to me, before this famine came, God revealed it to Pharaoh, a man who wasn't serving God, a man who believed in many gods, a man who was persecuting the children of Israel, who made them serve in hard bondage for many years. In fact, it was 400 years the children of Israel were in captivity to Pharaoh, to the house of Egypt in bondage. And suddenly one night, Pharaoh has a dream in which he's troubled by this dream. He goes out and gets the magicians, the sorcerers. He gets all these people to come and interpret his dream. And of course, nobody can interpret his dream. He becomes angry. But there's a man by the name of Joseph, come on somebody, who is a servant of the Most High God, who's a man who operates in dreams and interpreting dreams. And he's in prison because he was falsely accused. And because there was two men there, the baker and the butler, in which both had dreams, and both their dreams were interpreted by Joseph, who had the gift of interpreting dreams. One man was killed, another man was promoted. When the decree went out by Pharaoh to get men to come and interpret his dreams, the man whom God spared quickly said, "Wait a minute. I know a man who can interpret dreams." So they went and got Joseph, brought him out of the prison. He heard the dream of Pharaoh. He interpreted the dream, and he told Pharaoh that there has been 7 years of plenty on the land. But now the Lord says, prepare, because there's coming 7 years of famine. Don't miss what I'm telling you today. There was coming a disaster, but God did not let the disaster come unless he first revealed it to somebody, somehow, some way, that would interpret this and that they could prepare for what was about to happen. Now we go to the time of Jesus. Here you have Jesus, who was the Son of God. He was the Messiah. He was being accused of blasphemy by the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the high priest of Caiaphas that day. He was put on trial. He stood before Pontius Pilate. And while he was standing on trial before Pontius Pilate, the Bible says that the wife of Pontius Pilate was given troubled dreams. She had several dreams in which she was troubled by what was about to come to pass regarding this Jesus of Nazareth. So she told Pontius Pilate, "I have been troubled by dreams on account of this man." Read it in your Bible. "This man is innocent," is what she told Pontius Pilate. So Pontius Pilate, knowing this, all through the trial of Jesus, tried to persuade the religious Pharisees, the Sadducees, the teachers of the law, the high priest, which, by the way, Caiaphas understood that one man, read it in your Bible, one man had to die not only for the people, but for the whole nation. It was prophesied that same year, it's in your Bible, that one man would have to die for the whole nation. This thing was revealed by the high priest. Thus, and it says from that day forward, they plotted how they would crucify him. So here he is standing trial. And he's standing there with Pontius Pilate, whose wife had dreams about Jesus and was troubled by these dreams and was warned. Pontius Pilate standing there, he tries to persuade the Jewish leaders of his day not to have him crucified. Everything he could. "Here, take Barabbas." "No, have him crucified." And then your Bible says that the Pharisees persuaded Pontius Pilate by telling him that if he does not go through with this thing, that he would make himself an enemy of Rome, an enemy of Caesar. He would no longer be a friend of Caesar. And this turned the heart of Pontius Pilate, but not before he took a basin of water, called for it, washed his hands of the blood of Jesus, of this man, of this innocent man. There's a reason why he did all that, guys. And he was washed of, the guilt of that man's blood. And the Jews cried out, "Let his blood be upon us and our children." And guess what? That happened in 30 AD. And in 70 AD, guess what? 40 years later, in 70 AD, the destruction of the temple took place. Thus, judgment came just as they proclaimed, or the proclamation came out of their mouth. So you have here, you have Pharaoh, who had a dream that was interpreted by a man of God about a coming famine. You have in Jesus' time, a woman who had troubled dreams about Jesus. Then let's talk about Daniel. Here's Daniel in Babylon, and he's there under the tyranny of Nebuchadnezzar, who is the king of Babylon. And it's interesting that here is another wicked leader who doesn't know God, yet God speaks to Nebuchadnezzar in a dream. In fact, your Bible says in Daniel chapter 2 that Nebuchadnezzar is troubled by the dreams in which he had, and he does the same thing that Pharaoh does. He calls for the soothsayers. He calls for the magicians. He calls for the sorcerers. He calls for the wise men of the land, and nobody can interpret his dreams. And then finally, when word got back and they were about to have Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego brought out and executed by the orders of King Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel stood forward and said, "I serve the Lord God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I serve a God who can interpret dreams. I serve a God who can interpret dreams." who can gives understanding of enigmas. And we know the story. He gets brought before Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar shares his dream about this great image with the head of gold and the arms of silver and the legs of iron. And he's talking about these nations. And Daniel begins to interpret the dream. And he says, these are dreams of nations. You are the head of gold. He said, but you shall be defeated by another army, another nation. And then that nation will be defeated. There'll be a cessation of nations. And then it'll come all the way down to 2 feet and 10 toes. And then out of it will come, out of these 10 nations will come the little horn. And he will be the Antichrist. So all this was revealed to Daniel. But don't miss what I'm trying to tell you. Here's the common denominator. These were all dreams. So you had both men of God and you had people who didn't know God, both having dreams. Now, for all the nominal Christians that may be watching this, or maybe you're a sensationist, but you don't believe that God still speaks today through dreams and visions. But I'm sorry, but I don't know. There's nothing I can probably do to persuade you of that, because many people are stuck in their ways and they're set in their ways, and you're not going to persuade them that. But I'm going to tell you something. I know for a fact that God still speaks. Let me give you a scripture. In the book of John, Jesus said, when he, the Holy Spirit, comes, the Comforter, the Paracletos, when he comes, he will not speak of his own accord. But he will speak that which he has heard and that which he has learned. In other words, the Holy Spirit will be the spokesman for the Father and for the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in the book of John that when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will show you things to come, not things that are present tense that day when that was written. Not things that has already happened. He said he, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, will show you things that are yet to come. He will show you all things. He will speak to you and he'll show you things to come. So this is phenomenal on two fronts. Number one, it shows today that God is still speaking today through the church. He's still speaking to people that has an ear to hear, to listen. And even people who are not even serving God. Listen, I have met people that I know personally that does not have a relationship with God that gets dreams from God. Prophetic dreams. And God uses me. Now listen, I don't take this for granted. And I say this very humbled by this, but the Lord has given me a gift of interpreting dreams. Many times people give me dreams and by the help of the Lord, he helps me to interpret them. Okay. But I've had people in my own life, or people I've worked with, or people in my family, they've had dreams and the Lord has given me the interpretation of them. And then when they come to pass, it just blows them away. It blows their mind. How in the world could I have known? And again, I tell them, because God is the revealer of men's hearts and secrets. He is the one who speaks to us today through dreams and visions. My friends, Joel chapter 2 says, in the last days, God shall pour out his Spirit upon sons and daughters, young men and old men. He says they will have dreams and they will have visions. Because God is pouring out his Spirit. It started in Acts chapter 2 and it's still happening today. God is still pouring out his Spirit upon sons and daughters today. And I believe this pastor is no exception. I believe he did hear from God. I believe it was a dream from God. And I believe it was a prophetic glimpse of a future prophetic war that has not yet happened in our lifetime. So I hope you've enjoyed this special broadcast today. I know it's been a little bit different. But this is exciting stuff, guys. I love this kind of stuff. I believe many of you guys who love eschatology or end times or the study of end times, you will enjoy these type of segments. So again, I want to thank everybody, all of our YouTube audience, all of our podcasters, our Facebook Live audiences. Again, if you would like to know more about our ministry, if you'd like to know more about how you can subscribe to our daily digest, all that information, if you guys are on Facebook Live, if you'll click on the link there on underneath support and follow ETH, you're going to see a link right there. If you click on that link, you'll go to our main website, and there you're going to see places where you can subscribe. You're going to see places there where you could support this ministry as well. If you guys are listening by podcast or watching by YouTube, again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, and all that information will be coming right after the end, after we close this broadcast. Again, all and also for our podcasters, our YouTubers, and our Facebook Live audience, if you do not have a home church, if you physically cannot go to church, maybe a disability or location, there's no home, a spirit-filled, Bible-believing, doctrinally sound churches in your area, and you wish to be a part of an online community, we always want to welcome you, invite you to our ETH online community. Again, they're on Facebook Live. You're going to see the link that there is provided. Jessica just put that up there, our admin. You guys on YouTube and on podcasts, if you go to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, and you scroll up at the very top, you're going to see a place called eChurch, e/church. If you'll click on that, it's going to take you to the link where you can sign up and be a part of our End Time Headlines community church. This is a great place to go. I'm telling you, if you need a place where you can find somebody to a shoulder to cry on, if you need someone to come in agreement with you to pray, if you need somebody to come into agreement with you on something that you're believing for, a breakthrough, or you just need somebody to listen to, or you just want to have a conversation with, or laugh, or whatever the case may be, this is a great place to get plugged in and be a part of this community. So again, we love you guys. God bless you. We're going to be signing off for this week, but we will be this Sunday morning. We're going to be at Cornerstone Community Church. We'll be there ministering at 10:30 a.m. Eastern there in Cordon, Indiana. And they will be broadcasting it live. So we will, I'll share the link on that when we broadcast live Sunday morning, and we'll put that up on YouTube and put that on our podcast as well this weekend. So for a handful of you guys, we'll see you this Sunday morning. But for the majority, we will talk to you guys next week. So God bless you. Have a good week. May the Lord bless you. May His countenance shine upon you until we see you again.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.